Don't get it twisted.
This isn't your typical podcast.
This is Typical Twist, your one-stop shop podcast for mind-tingling interviews with guests you won't want to miss. So sit back, buckle up, and get ready for a diverse range of topics and discussions with interesting and dynamic people from all walks of life. And now, your hosts, the men themselves, Josh Ludtke and Tony Jalloy.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Typical Twist. It is your host, Josh Ludtke. I am accompanied with your chief editor, Mr. Chris Murren. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing good, man. It's starting to feel like Tony might be just going to like a beach and never coming back.
Is that what's happening right now?
I don't know. Maybe. Oh gosh. I don't know. But yeah, for those wondering, Tony will be back pretty soon. Who knows? Might be a couple weeks, might be a month. But like I said, maybe he'll just disappear to a beach and we'll never see the guy again. So episode number 8, we have made it this far and it's good. Season 2, he's got a good flow to it, and we're appreciating everyone's feedback and really appreciate Chris stepping up to the plate. I think he has been enjoying it. I've definitely been learning a lot about editing in general, and it'd be way too complicated for me to do all the time. So major props to you, Chris. You have a lot of fun doing it though, don't you?
I do. This is a lot of fun to do.
Yeah. And then when you get to edit your own audio, like listening to yourself, I'm sure it's even a whole nother step.
Yeah, it is. I enjoy doing it for other people more than I do myself, actually.
Okay, really?
Mm-hmm.
See, because it kind of reminds me of like the idea of when you invest money that's your own, you take care of it a little bit more rather than if someone gave you money to invest. And like just psychologically speaking. So I find it very interesting that you like to edit other people's stuff, but it does make sense kind of with your personality. You're just like a giving person. So which one do you like more, podcasting or music?
I like working with music more. And the reason I'd say that is because I feel like that was like what got me into this whole thing in the first place. But it definitely will and hopefully develop into a lot more things. I also enjoy working with podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in...
Well, I hope so.
This whole
field.
We'll
fucking fire you.
I wouldn't do it if I didn't like it. But... yeah.
Kind of like we talked about with the last episode, it's that words plus vibration just has that chef's kiss, that mwah or whatever.
Right.
And it makes sense why you'd have more fun working with it. Let's be honest, like 50 minutes of listening to Tony and I probably gets a little fucking annoying every time.
I wouldn't say annoying. Your guys' dialogue that you talk about on there is very thought-provoking, and you guys have a lot of chemistry. You guys have been going at this for a good amount of time now, and it's only gotten better.
All right, Chris. So you went on a TikTok live today, and I found it very interesting. So please share your story.
This guy had these like points on his notes, and one of them was 0.02% of whites aren't racist. And you do see a lot of people running to just call him names and insult him. Like more like
Wait, did you say 0.02?
Yeah, 0.02.
And did he say where he came up with this number from?
He said it was comical, which I had suspected.
Okay. So he was looking for people to argue.
I guess. And he didn't really want to input anything. He just wanted to hear people argue. And That's a really good way to get up there and kind of embarrass yourself because people speak out of emotion when they see things and kind of, you know, like that. But it was more of like me trying to ask him, like, why do you think that the general population of whites are racist? And he's just like, I'm like, what constitutes as racist? And is it ever changing? Is it one thing that is, it's like, this is where you cross the line and who gets to decide that? You know? but
mm-hmm.
he kind of just laughed, you know, when I said that I believe that majority of people aren't racist and they don't judge a person based off of their skin color or race entirely. And then some other guys came on and talked about how race and how it was created and some stuff. He kind of, I mean, he said some interesting things, but he was just...
What did he say? How was race created?
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I don't mean to correct you.
You're good. But... You're good. I don't remember everything that he said. I was kind of just sitting there because there was like three different people talking at the same time. But I eventually left after talking to him for like a couple minutes.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm a dumbass, but like the way I come to understand it is like, first of all, it's a bunch of bullshit made up by our government. Like our birth certificates and stuff, they're the ones who made race in the first place. Like yeah. whoever came up with that shit is the reason why, like, is the root of this issue. Like some, like as humans developed over time, at some point someone was like, oh, well, we're going to make this an important characteristic about humans so we can divide them more. And that's exactly what happened. But if someone wouldn't have done that, we would have never thought like, oh, well, he's black or he's white. Like it just would have been like how it was. And like, obviously people would have questioned it and shit, but it's like, well, people have different events occur in their life and they have different amounts of sunlight and they live in different environments and such. So, and I know that has an impact on your development and skin, right, Chris?
Right.
I mean, just kind of logically speaking, and I don't have anything pulled up, so don't like say this comes from a scientific article or something, but I don't know, just kind of my thoughts.
Well, and the whole thing is, what I was getting at is, I believe that the general man, of every race, don't view that, like, that's not their only factor to judge somebody's character or how they are, you know?
Yeah.
But he believes that since he is...
Well, and here's the other thing, too. So it's like, well, I know it was a little bit comical, but... Logically speaking, too, whatever percent that is for white people, it has to be for Asian, for blacks, towards whites or any other race. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we're all racist as fuck, I guess. Right?
Well, it just seems like the definition of racism is kind of being like stepped on and changed and morphed into... regular yeah, arguments.
You know when you are being derogatory or like, you know what I mean? Like right. You know what your intentions are. And here's the other thing too, is I understand that like we grew up in a small town. And if you grow up in a city like Chicago, it's a lot different. And I will say that there are a lot more minority groups incarcerated at a much higher rate for minor crimes. And it's like, instead of getting upset at these people for who like defend cops and such, get mad at your politicians who are passing these laws and such that are benefiting the jail system and have so many people locked up. It's like, well, what's going on there? You know?
Yeah.
For some reason, people in America are so fucking close, Chris, to figuring it out, but they just don't quite get it. They're always mad. Like, let's look at the pandemic, for example. All the vaccinated people, even a bunch of the fucking doctors, and I bet they're biting their words so hard, but they're like, oh, it's all the unvaccinated's fault, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, we all fucking know it's not, like, for sure. But, like, remember when we were crazy conspiracy theorists, Chris?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's just like, you guys are so fucking close to figuring it out quite often, but they just can't wrap their minds around it. And I don't know. It's like the truth can be right in front of them, Chris. And they still, I don't know if it's like pride or ego what gets in the way, but it's just annoying at this point.
Well, it's just about being able to accept that some things that you strongly believe could be completely wrong. And I guess it's hard to let that go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So people just dig deeper and they double down. Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing too, and for anyone listening in our audience, learning and accepting my mistakes is one of my favorite things to do, because I know I'm evolving as a human being and I've made so many dumb mistakes. You know, it's like sometimes I go 2 steps forward and 1 step back and then 4 steps forward and 2 steps back. But it's as long as you get back up and you keep moving forward, that's what's important. Back when I was a little kid, I used to race dirt bikes and be like 2-hour races, 3-hour races. And there'd be times where I'd eat shit super hard out in the woods. But it's like you couldn't let that one mistake define the rest of your race. And you just got to get back up on the bike, you know, and get composed and finish it, because it's a long race. And that's kind of the way I look at life. You know, sometimes you fuck up, you could lose money, lose a girlfriend, do whatever, just bad things. But you got a lot of time to turn it around. And every single day is a new opportunity at that. And I know Chris would agree with that.
I agree completely. We all have the same amount of time in each day.
Mm-hmm. Same 24 hours.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, some people are like, oh, well, I just really like sleep. Honestly, Chris, that's got to be one of the most fucking annoying things. And might be hard for some people to hear, but it's just like, sleep. I can fucking sleep when I'm dead, you know? It's like, there's so many beautiful places to go, people to meet, and just like, honestly, opportunities in general. And I just really appreciate life. I think it's super beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
And I know a healthy amount of sleep. Like, I think if you sleep anything more than 8 to 8.5 hours, like, it's actually unhealthy at that point. In my opinion, it's too much.
So what's
like,
your recommended? Is it 7.5 to 8? 7.5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's like you can't go the opposite way either. Like your body needs sleep to be healthy and for like everything to work well, your digestive system, immune system support, that kind of stuff. But I also just think that people who like sleep are fucking lazy. I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
Well, and they're probably not always sleeping. I mean, people like to just lay around and watch TV or sit on their phone. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Like, you know, I do that sometimes.
Hopefully too, listen to Typical Twist.
Right. Hopefully. But, you know, eventually I feel like I have to go and do something. I can't waste an entire day just doing one thing like watching TV or sitting on my phone. I feel obligated to accomplish something in some way.
Mm-hmm. What are you on? Day 9 now? Of the 75-day hard challenge?
I think day 10.
Day 10.
Yeah.
Well, 65 more days to go.
Yeah. We're getting there. I'm kind of not really thinking about it day by day. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not like, I don't got like a book and I'm marking anything off, but.
Really?
I'm just kind of letting it roll.
Just kind of in the present moment?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. How was the outside workout today? Was it cold?
No, it was a pretty nice day, actually. So
okay.
If it ever is like that, I probably should go outside. Even when it's
in the
winter. Yeah,
that's what my parents told me.
Yeah, you happen to get a nice day, like, even if you just
go
walk around.
Go get sun.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of us are, vitamin D is so fucking vital to health, and a lot of people get seasonal depression without even being aware of it. And it's like, yeah, it feels really fucking nice to be, like, cuddled up, like, in the bed where it's warm watching Netflix, you know, but you still got to get that sun.
Yeah.
That's one of the worst parts about the Midwest, dude. I just want to get out of here someday so bad during the winters.
I do like the winters in their own sense.
Yeah, so. That is true though. Like drifting.
that
kind of stuff is fun. But all right, let's dive into something that I find interesting is that most of the people, Chris, that are involved in the Divide and Conquer that participate in things such as BLM or All Lives Matter or just hop on a bunch of trends and such are people in the lower and middle class. That's what I've kind of noticed.
Yeah.
And I think you have a line that's pretty good about the subject line. where the people with the least perception have the most opinions, is it?
Right. Well, the people with the least amount of perspective might have the most to say. For instance, you'll see somebody in the lower class go up to somebody in the top 1% and say that they don't know how money works or something like that, you know? That's a pretty extreme example, but you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, or just everyone on Facebook.
Right, there's this new certification.
Most of those people are living off fucking welfare, and they're just sitting or arguing with each other.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point, too. But there's a new certification just through Twitter and Instagram, I guess, for anything. You know, I'm not sure. It's information's a weird thing because you can kind of like research both sides of anything and come to a conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing too, is like when I just think about it in general, like all of those movements or whatever they are, I think of segregation. And
they push it a little bit.
Before we hopped on, Chris was talking about if you look at history and if you understand history, at certain points in time, people have been segregated, if not at most times in history. And the people doing the segregating have never once been on the good side of history. The people being segregated have always had to revolt or have other people help them. And that's just history. Like, you can't fucking deny that shit. You know what I mean? Look at the Holocaust, for example. Right?
Right.
And I mean, I know there's also other examples. Like, you look at other, like, empires, rise and falls.
They always enslaved other people.
Exactly. The Roman Empire, all of them.
Is it just in human nature to do that to somebody
at some
point? Well,
we talked about that in one of the other episodes, and I was like, damn, it kind of sounded arrogant that I was like, yeah, I kind of want my friends or whatever to, like, run or have an influence in the world. And I was just like, but to be honest, I wish everyone kind of had that, because it's like, at the end of the day, we're all fucking humans, and all of our decisions, like, that kind of stuff affects our daily lives, believe it or not, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is like with the government's indoctrination, people care less and less about it because they are so fucking into their phones or whatever, just stupid fucking shit, Netflix. And they're becoming poorer and poorer, and they're just basically becoming slaves. And I don't know, Chris, I think history's going an interesting direction, and they better be aware.
It's kind of sounding familiar of things in the past. Like,
right?
Really different.
Well, we have to make it there first. I mean, shit, with what's going on with Russia and Ukraine, who knows even? Have you seen that turmoil over there?
I have been hearing about it. We're going to kind of see how this unfolds.
I've been watching this guy on TikTok. He's posting video of Russian military equipment being shipped, and I was like, holy shit. And I've seen the Russian fighter jets getting ready along the border, and I was like, damn, this shit might about to be go down.
How much of that exactly do we think is, like, even
is
true,
real?
You know what I mean? So
yeah, exactly.
Like, have you ever heard
about
the thing?
Is like, what if it's
using,
just American propaganda?
Right. Have you ever heard about the videos or seen the videos and pictures of the news using pictures from like years ago and all this stuff?
Well, that's one thing. Is one thing I definitely don't believe and I know is fucking staged is CNN getting in on the Taliban, because Milton William Cooper died about that, basically. Well, I mean, it was one of his predictions. But he was like, why would one of the biggest news agencies be able to get in and talk to the leader of one of the biggest terrorist organizations? And that's what's going on right now again, too. And I know I predicted in another episode, but I was like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there was another terrorist attack within 18 months. Because the same thing's going on. Guess who's been over there in the Middle East?
Who has?
CNN.
Josh?
CNN, ooh, Chris.
Oh, really?
Don't you remember that? When the Taliban took back over control, like, what was that, 6 months ago? But the CNN reporters were the only ones let in?
I did not hear about that.
And they were, like, interviewing. I remember the lady interviewing people, and they were holding guns and shit, and they were like, oh, yeah, 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 like, hola. And I was like, damn.
So, yeah, I haven't seen any of
that. And that's the thing, Chris, is with some of these countries lifting their COVID restrictions, something's going on, because I for sure thought that was part of the plan. Just keep pushing that farther and farther till the vaccine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I'm like, what's going on? There's a bigger chess move coming, in my opinion. And I think it's coming pretty soon. And I have a couple opinions or ideas towards it. I think one might be a cyber hack. I think number two might be a huge wealth transfer, big market crash. Those are a couple possibilities. Number three is obviously the Russia and Ukraine deal. But like Chris said, that could be fake.
Or I'm not saying, I'm not saying it is or isn't. Like, just, I don't believe, I can't take the news.
That was the other thing too. I did question that right away. I was like, damn, what if this is a fake account?
I can't take anything they say. And even it's hard, you know?
A lot of people, I'm pretty sure there's even a famous theory out there. But a lot of the accounts on the internet are fake accounts, actual bots. There's no human behind it.
That'd be interesting to see the actual percentages of those across all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram.
Well, here's the thing, because if you go to an app where you buy followers, all of those are bots.
Fake accounts made for that?
Yeah. So... But some of them are interactive, obviously, whether that be on Twitter and TikTok and such, which is just crazy to me.
Well, yeah.
If it is a real deal, if it is possible. But some of the shit that they say in the comment section, dude, and I was going to bring this up on the podcast because I saw it on Twitter, but someone was like, has anyone else noticed the NPCs glitching out super hard lately? And I was like, honestly, I kind of have, because I had to block my first people on TikTok ever this week. And they were spreading legit misinformation. Because they were like, yeah, zero people have died from the vaccine. And I was like, you're fucking dumbass. Fuck you. But I don't know. It was just really interesting.
Why'd you have to block them again? Sorry.
I had to block them because they were spreading actual misinformation. I am open to conversation of all different perspectives and sides and opinions. But if you're going to sit there and tell me that zero people have died because of the vaccine, when I provided you a CDC source saying the exact amount of people who died after taking the vaccine in the age group 12 to 17, like, you can go fuck yourself. You're not allowed on my page anymore.
Fair enough.
Rightfully so, right?
No, rightfully. I agree with you there.
But the reason why I brought that up was because I found it very interesting that that guy tweeted that out, because I hadn't had any issues with that. And some of those people obviously come to my page every fucking day and they're like, oh, fucking Joshy boy and this and that. And I was like, but this week they said some dumb shit. So...
But you think it was a fake account?
No.
No?
No, I know they were real people. One of them was she graduates in May from med school. I was like, you're a fucking idiot. I'm not taking my kids to you. I told her that.
Fair enough. That probably hit pretty deep.
Yeah, exactly. And like, deep. You know what? It's like, oh, well, what does that prove to her? Like, does she give a fuck? No, but like... I don't know. It just makes her think for a second, you know, like, damn, maybe there are some things that I should start questioning, because I think it's all about planting seeds, because I know a lot of people, actually, I've heard quite a few stories of people who got their medical doctorate and they ended up leaving the medical industry just because they don't agree with the practices. So, you know what I mean? So maybe that seed someday, but... On a little bit of a different note, Chris, I saw something really interesting on a different podcast, on the Nelk podcast. I just saw a bit and piece of it on my Snapchat.
What was it?
But Dana White said that they're trying to set up a UFC fight in the metaverse.
Okay. What I think is it's going to be more like a way that people can watch it and like have a VR experience without actually being there. I think that might be what he was referring to. Unless, okay. I mean, I don't see how they would do like an act, you know what I mean? Like an actual fight. Mm-hmm. But I do see the direction that like the metaverse is going to have on things, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too, is because I think so many people right now are just left in the dark about the metaverse in general, because they are asking themselves questions such as, what is it? How am I even going to enter the metaverse? There's like different versions of the metaverse. There's Microsoft, there's Apple's, there's blah, blah, blah. And right? There's metaverses within the metaverse.
There's metaverse just, real estate. You can buy land in there. You can, you know, it's just, it's interesting. It's a lot to develop. It's a lot to take in and a lot to just.
And that's the thing though, is we Gen Z and Generation Alpha and the millennials are going to be the main drivers or the deciders in the direction of the metaverse and AI, in my opinion, because most of the older folks are obviously going to be the slowest adapters and they're going to die off the quickest. So it'll be interesting to see which route we take it as consumers.
Hmm. You're right. But you know, we're all going to be
even when
inside,
I think about the metaverse, you know, it's, I think of, do you ever think of the, or have you ever seen the movie Ready Player One?
I actually have not. And you are really? Probably like the 8th or 9th person to tell me to watch that. And
really,
I just haven't gotten to it. I definitely well, when
are you
need
gonna,
to.
Are you going
to
listen when the 10th person tells you, 11th person?
You might be the one that got me to do it. I definitely should watch it. I've heard about
after,
it.
After we record tonight, you got something to do now.
Got something to watch.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, that movie, the metaverse that they go into, they can actually feel and see. And it's mainly based around car racing. It's kind of like thriller based. But that's what I could see too happening in this metaverse for fighting. And if Dana, I could see the possibility that you said, but I could also see the possibility of fights actually happening where we aren't together, you and I, for example, right now, but we're still able to do this. And like that fight could happen too, but we see each other. So we put on equipment, and I've seen this, the videos and such, but it's just like little adapters onto your hands and onto your arms and such. But you actually start to get that experience, and they're only going to make that more and more realistic. But,
right, but, you, but
I don't know.
UFC,
there's so many different directions
you know?
The metaverse could go.
Right.
You know, one other thing that I see too is like holographic reality or lenses right in our eyes.
Yeah. Where it can adapt to the real world.
Yeah. Or on our wrist, in our wrist.
Yeah.
Which I would not recommend for people to do because in the Bible, that's kind of the mark of the beast.
Well, yeah. I mean, when everybody goes in this metaverse world, I don't plan on being in there, but I do plan on exploring the business opportunities within it. So
exactly. Because I think there's going to be a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. It's just completely untapped. And the idea
I mean, this
of
is
it,
Web 3.0. This is the new deal. And it's such a big new market.
Oh, yeah.
And I know there's going to be a lot of volatility and it's almost a lot like the tech bubble of 2000 in a sense, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It was so new and there was so much hype around it.
And everyone no one's thinking this is going to develop.
Or even you look at crypto, there's when it was first new, or if you look at over the past 10 years, it's done really well, but I'm sure it'll eventually slow down.
And then NFTs
but,
coming
Yeah, no, Chris, I definitely agree that there's a lot of opportunities. Do you own any digital real estate?
No, I do not. I don't.
I do.
You do? You own digital real estate?
Yeah, I do.
That's interesting. You want to talk about that a little bit? What do you...
Yeah, so I bought land in New York maybe like 1.5 years ago. And yeah, I just own maybe... Yeah, I own a few properties in New York, let's just say. And then I own a few properties in San Francisco. But I've had a few people here recently, the past few months, offer me money. But yeah, it's real money. Don't get me wrong. Like, you get paid and stuff, and most of it's done in crypto. But basically humans put a value on anything from an economical standpoint because we're just humans and we trade with each other. So obviously there's a lot of risk, so don't be an idiot. And like I said, I think there could be a huge correction just with NFT prices, digital real estate prices, for what, 4 to 5 years? But long term, I definitely think that this is the direction our world's going. I mean, you'd just be an idiot not to admit to that.
Well, yeah, it's like a digital copy of everything. Think about authenticating if something is real or not. It's harder to fake something in the NFT world than the real world, you know?
Like the Mona Lisa, for example.
Yes. It could be...
Because you know the original copy is what you're saying. Right. You can't fabricate that. It's on the blockchain.
Yeah.
And everyone knows which one is the original product.
Exactly.
You're so right.
So it's If you're buying a collectible item, this is a way that you can guarantee that it's authentic and not fake, not replicated, not anything. That it, the whole idea is going to branch off into so many different things. You get a concert ticket. Mm-hmm. Your concert ticket's going to be an NFT. It's not a fad, I don't think. That's just what I'm seeing.
I agree. I totally agree. And I think the people who are able to learn it and are able to make smart decisions, I think they are going to be very rich within the next 10 to 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they aren't dumb with their money.
Well, I think a large percent of the NFT projects, like Gary Vee said, are going to zero out, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that makes sense. This is like a just now developing kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just new.
Did he say that?
Yeah, Gary Vee said that. He said about 98% of all 98% projects are going to zero out. Maybe not to that extent, but I could see a large percentage of them doing that. I agree.
Yeah,
you
see little 12-year-olds making millions of dollars.
It's
good for them, though.
Yeah.
They're breaking the code. Their high school teachers have to be so pissed.
That these kids that they're trying to teach them how to not do this kind of thing with their life and that, and they're just
they're
doing
like,
the opposite.
I am the boss. Oh, gosh, that's awesome. Would you ever go to a UFC fight via VR?
Yeah, I'll probably, to be honest with you, when this stuff all comes around, we're all probably going to use the benefits of it. Think about how much easier it's going to make anything going to any sort of
event.
Well,
here's the thing, too, because it's like me and you could go to the fight together, but we could be in you could be in Hong Kong and I could be in New York City.
Yep. Exactly.
But the thing that sucks, though, and you got to be smart about, is all of us are building a different reality within these different realities. And you just have to keep in mind and remember your mental health and physical health in the real world is always what should come first.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the glamour and ability to be someone else is going to be very attractive to a lot of people, because especially here recently with lockdowns and isolation and mandatory vaccines and masks, you just have so many lonely and desperate individuals where they're kind of like yearning for something such as the metaverse, where they can just be someone else for a little while. And the rich, kind of as Chris mentioned, are going to use this as a business opportunity. And most of the people
so
who are going to be
they already have.
Most of the people who are going to be products are people who are in the lower middle class.
Oh, these guys, the corporations now, when they get their hands on this shit, are going to, it's going to get worse, I think.
Yeah.
But you have to take to take advantage of it for yourself. I think it's kind of thing like you got to start playing at these corporations level, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Nope, I totally agree with you.
And you shouldn't be, because
otherwise
you're
going to be working until you're fucking 70 or 80.
Right, and we can't always, as society, be scared to advance. You know, be weary of it, but don't like inhibit societal advancement, you know?
Yeah. And I think a big reason why that goes on, and I posted a video about this today, and I didn't bring this reason up, but is the fact that we don't have term limits. So we just get these politicians who are career politicians, and they just keep helping the same companies year after year. So instead of actually trying to advance society, it's just kind of all a big play.
You're talking about like bailouts?
What's that?
You're talking about like bailouts or like what do you mean?
Just in general, like through lobbying and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Through the passing of legislature and such.
I got a show for you, Josh. Have you ever heard of Inside Job?
No. Is it on Netflix?
It is on Netflix. I'll have to watch that one. So it's I actually won't say anything about it.
I have a friend on TikTok and her name's Kelsey Cortez. I'd recommend going to check out her page if you got time because she has some very interesting content out there. And I think she's going to come on her show someday. But anyways, I think I've seen a couple clips and a lot of the truth is always in plain sight, Chris.
Oh, dude, it's right there. And it's like, it says everything though. You know what I mean? It brings up every possibility of all of that.
Yep. How long does it take to binge?
I don't remember how many episodes there was. I've seen them all. But okay. I didn't really binge it. I just kind of put it on at some random times. And I think it's funny. It's an interesting show.
Yep. And here's another interesting thing. So you kind of brought up the fact of you got to play on the institution's level or you got to just kind of be self-aware for yourself.
Yeah.
And I will say this, I know for a fact we are living through, and it's such a blessing, one of the biggest wealth transfers to ever occur in the world. And we are so close to it, and I think it's already been going on. We got trillions of dollars being liquidated into the crypto market. And I know a lot of people who have made a lot of money and they're only going to keep continuing to make money. And where we are going, and kind of like we already talked about with the metaverse, it's just where society is headed. And the blockchain and crypto is very much involved with the metaverse, and it makes it so much more effective and efficient. And I think investing into the right cryptos will really pay off short and or midterm to long term. I can't promise you anything, but obviously here recently we've seen a huge pullback in the crypto market. But I just want to remind our audience that the crypto markets had 4 pullbacks in the past 4 years that have been greater than 50%. And it's went on huge ass bull runs after each of those 4 big pullbacks. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. But I know that we're super close because the SWIFT system, which currently settles all of our payments across the globe, like through our biggest banks, their contract ends in 2022. So I think that's also another big opportunity just for governments to have an opportunity to pick cryptocurrencies to settle payments. So I don't know. Are you in crypto, Chris?
No, not really.
Not yet.
No, I'm personally not. I know a lot of people that are. I'll just do.
We're gonna get you in there.
You think so?
Yeah.
I agree. There's some things that I would definitely need to learn more about it.
What do you have questions about?
It's not a matter of like not trusting it. There's so many different things out there.
And opportunity cost, risk.
Right, exactly. And I would like to have more to analyze personally. I'm not a big risk taker with any sort of investments.
Okay, fair enough.
In my opinion. It's just how I
And I mean, think about operate. It. 50% pullback is huge, or 40%, 30%, anything like that, it's big, you know? And if that doesn't fit your personality, if you're not able to like go through that,
it can be stressful.
You shouldn't be. Exactly. Amen to that. Amen. So this was a good episode.
Yeah. You think?
Do you have anything else to add?
No, not really. We kind of stayed on task on this one. We covered some good subjects, and we didn't jump around, I feel like, as much. That's good.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one. Adios.
Have a good night, guys.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. For more cool content like this, follow at Typical Twist on Twitter and Instagram and visit typicaltwist.com. You won't regret it. See you next time on Typical Twist.